Case. Hey, Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer back for another episode right here of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there, Manhattan kids from a K-State University here on this Monday here in Kansas City, Missouri, Monday, April 20th, 2026. Your very first time listening to this podcast. This other, the other K-State podcast up here in Kansas City, Missouri. That's where Eddie Greer's at. Thank you so much again for taking time out of your morning or your day to do so as well. Here, we'll get straight on into the postcast here. And for the we're sitting here talking for the second straight Monday that K-State baseball failed to complete a sweep as they lose the finale of the three-game series out in Tucson, Arizona, as sloppy baseball cost K-State 11-7. Arizona takes it. And look, yes, again, we win another series. But again, we're sitting here again on another Monday talking about should have swept another Big 12 point. Going back to last week, I said this last week on paper. I mean, obviously you can't play games, you can't race marathons, you can't play games on paper. You gotta go out there and execute. And here we are again for this second Monday in a row. We're talking about missed opportunities, and we've gone over what P. Hughes, the manager, head coach, whatever of the K-State baseball team, he's been preaching obviously his philosophy, clean baseball, right, good fundamentals, right. They didn't have that yesterday out there, and giving a team like Arizona that much chances, and they're taking advantage of it. And luckily we won a series, but again, I feel like I'm a broken record on this podcast. I mean, this could have been easily. Arizona was leading. Arizona, you got to give credit to Arizona for playing very well in this series, because look, they had K-State on the ropes twice, and luckily for us, if those games play out the other way, this could have been an upset sweep. Let's look at it that way, because game two was a pitching duel, and K-State was losing until the seventh inning, and then of course game one, you got to go back to James Gaillet, dominant performance there, and they were losing that game too as well before the K-State again executed late to overcome that deficit. So again, I mean, you got as we want to play games on paper, you got to go out and execute, and that's why I keep saying, hey, at the end of the day, all you do is execute as well. But the bigger picture, yes, K-State does win this series, but another opportunity of sweeping an opponent goes out the window, and probably of the two, Arizona and Oklahoma State, probably this one so would be more favorable. But you're really going to say both of them, because, yeah. So, yeah, that going on. But after this game, this loss by K-State yesterday on the road, quote, we had our opportunities to win that game. This is Pete Hughes, your manager of the K-State baseball team. Quote, I thought we did enough offensively, and we did, and we came on strong late, but it wasn't enough. We had enough defensive miscues to create some opportunities for Arizona, and that turned out to be the difference of the ball game. Yeah, and Arizona was leading this game as well. So, again, Arizona seemed to be ready for this game. But, again, give K-State credit there for battling back throughout this series. But, fortunately, not enough gas in the tank late this go-around for K-State escape to lose 11-7 in this Big 12 series finale with Arizona. The Pro Punch Podcast, all things K-State sports. Eddie Greer checking in with y'all on this Monday, April 20th, 2026. All things K-State sports, where that is, football, men's, women's basketball, spring sports, big win by the big dub by the K-State men's track field team yesterday. I already recorded that episode. That episode will be coming out tomorrow. Should be coming out tomorrow night while I'm back from a one-off to talk about. But, yeah, this daily podcast, we don't stop after Friday night. We keep it moving throughout the weekend as well. And, obviously, right as I'm talking to you guys, Boston Marathon should be starting in a little while, at least the pros anyways, to kick that off. So, like I said, this is a big, kicking off a huge week whether that's running, K-State sports, EG3 stuff going on this week. Yeah, so all that going on. The Pro Bunch of Podcasts, you can find this podcast, obviously, like all the rest of the K-State podcasts, on your favorite social media, well, podcasting platforms as well. Back into the box score here. Arizona, right? Arizona, we'll start with them. Arizona got on the board first in the bottom of the first inning. It was 2-0 after two because they scored another run in the bottom of the second. 1-4 for Arizona, 2-5, 1-6, 3-7, 2-8. And obviously, they didn't need to hit in the bottom of the ninth inning. Meanwhile, K-State had a big 4-run third to take the lead away. And then they're shut down from there. but they did score 3 in the top of the eighth inning. But again, it was not, like you just heard PTU say, it was not enough there as Arizona wins this ball game. Arizona, 11 runs, 13 hits, no errors. K-State, a weird line again. 7 runs, 9 hits on 3 errors in the ball game there. Robert Fortenberry, we'll get into pitching in a minute. Got hit in the loss in this game for Kansas State. He's now 1-1. Colin McKinney picks up the win, 3-5 on the year. Garrett Hicks saved number 6 for Arizona in the 2026 season there as well. Let's go straight on. Yeah, Robert Fortenberry did start for this little bit of bullpen game for K-State. And then, of course, I mentioned Taswell Butler in this series this weekend. So make sure you check that out. Well, Taswell Butler played a key role in that almost win for K-State 2 weeks ago now against Oklahoma State. But we all know what happened there with that. Robert Fortenberry, 4 innings pitched, 6 runs, 5 hits. Excuse me, 6 hits, 5 runs, excuse me. Had those flip, 3 earned runs, a walk and 4 strikeouts. Taswell Butler, 2 2/3. Adam Arthur, 1/3. Aaron Arnold, inning, 3 hits, 2 runs given up. Both, and those were earned. No walks in a strikeout there. Luke Fatta started for Arizona. He only went 3 innings there. 4 hits, 4 runs. All those were earned. A walk and 4 strikeouts there. Colin McKinney, again, picking up that win for the Wildcats, avoiding a sweep. 4 innings pitched, 2 hits, 2 runs. Those were earned. 2 walks, 6 strikeouts there. McLean Roberts and Garrett Hicks round out the lineup there. Pitching order for Arizona there. Yeah, how about this switch in the lineup as we look, turn the page over to K-State, the offensive lineup here. Kaden Carl, we usually call him out later in the lineup from either he's hitting 7th, 8th, or 9th, well, but mainly 9th. Kaden Carl, for the first time this season, hitting at the leadoff spot, did not get a hit in this game. D. Kennedy only 1-5 in the ball game. Nick English had himself a series this weekend. Obviously had a huge 3-run home run that changed the game on Saturday night. He went 2-5, 2 more RBIs driven in. AJ Iskovasko, 1-5 in the ball game there. Followed by Barrett Matlack. Barrett Matlack reached on. He, 3 driven in there with him. I'll circle back to him in a minute. Shantiro, he was 1-3. Chandler Murray got another start for K-State. He was 1-3 as well. And yeah, Barrett Matlack, 3-run bomb. Nick English went deep again in the series, there as well. So you got that going on as well. So the home run ball for K-State was riding out. But at the end of the game, it's all about wins or losses. And K-State loses. There are another opportunity to sweep another Big 12 opponent as they lose 11-7 yesterday in Tucson, Arizona. And by the way, yes, yeah, K-State now 25-15 this season, going back to straight up 500 in conference play now, 9-9 for K-State there. Nick English, back to him. Yeah, Nick English and Barrett Matlack, for that matter, to kind of wrap up, put a bow on this series. Nick English, 5th home run of the series. I'm getting it all twisted up here on this Monday. Of course, yes, it's Monday. Yeah, 5th home run of the year, 2nd in the series. Yeah, Nick English hit some huge hits in the series of Arizona. And Barrett Matlack, 7th home run this year in 2025. Oh, my goodness. 2026. Ah, we're gonna push through, we're gonna push through it. Oh my goodness, I cannot believe I said that. But Barry Matlack now, 7 home runs this year. English, 5 home runs this year. And the catcher, how about this? 5 stolen bases this year. He stole one yesterday, and he is perfect on the season. How about this? Barry Matlack getting it done on the base pass. Has not been caught stealing in 2026, so he got that going on as well. But yeah, the big picture here, sloppy baseball in the field by K-State, Arizona, like all teams should, whether you're bombing the league or you're leading the conference, take advantage of it. And that's what they did yesterday, and Arizona avoids a sweep of K-State in Game 3. And now for K-State's concern now, turn around, action-packed Tuesday, we'll call it that, because I'll hit the road tomorrow for a big event there, which I'm looking forward to. So there's that, a race that has been on the list for the last couple of years, and now I have a chance to do it, and maybe something big could come out of that. We'll find out tomorrow afternoon. It's K-State will be still on the road in Arizona, by the way, as they'll take on Grand Canyon tomorrow afternoon at 3, and there's a possibility. Well, no, because I'm gonna getting ready for a race, so no, that's gonna cut it too close. Because by the time that's over, that's bad timing there. But Grand Canyon on 2026 year season, 14-25, 9-6 in the Mountain West. So that's K-State's opponent tomorrow afternoon at 3 Central Time, and that's probably gonna be a 1 o'clock start Pacific Time over there at Brazil Field at Grand Canyon Ballpark, University Ballpark there as well. So it's going to be on the Mountain West Network there, K-State. So that's the opponent there tomorrow afternoon there after losing to bottom feeder Arizona. Yes, I should say. But again, the main thing here is you do win the series. So let's see what happens next with this baseball team as we move in, begin the start of the week. The Pro Bunch of Podcasts, all things K-State sports, you can get it. We're a podcast found free and available daily, which is scored Kansas State content. Y'all know what time it is. iTunes, Spotify. Again, we're pretty much everywhere now. So maybe for exception of a couple others that I don't know, but make sure you add this everyday podcast to your collection of other K-State content. The Pro Bunch of Podcasts, all things K-State sports. Kansas State loses the series finale to Arizona. Arizona 11, K-State 7. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. It's Eddie Greer here in Kansas City, Missouri. Appreciate y'all, K-State Nation. It's been another episode right here of the Purple Project Podcast. All things Kansas State. Alex, go Cats.